out of gas, now as green as grass.
Here we are, keeping up the pace,
letting each tomorrow slap us in the face.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much
in love to say goodnight.
Chair on two legs, leaned against the wall, watch the kids a-playing with June bugs on a string, and catch the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets singing in the fields nearby, honeysuckle vines cling to the fence along the lane, their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet, and on a distant hilltop spreads its wing, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh.
Hi everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. What a anthemic opener. I'm like extra out of it. I don't know what's happening, but yeah. Everything's good. I hope everything's good with you. It's very cold out. Mind numbing, like very cold. I've never gotten a brain freeze. I was thinking about that as I was walking, and because like I could feel it in my head, like my temple. I wasn't wearing a hat because, I mean, it's kind of a long story, but I wasn't wearing a hat because I'm too cool for hats. And I was like, ah, my head. And then I was like, you know what? I've never had this experience before while eating ice cream or other cold things. I don't know what else we eat. Frozen custard. Obviously, that's one. And then dry ice. If you just munch on that, that's probably cold. But anyway, and I was like, what? How? Oh, and then I thought about how like in middle school we had these science questions of the week, and one of them was like, if you ever get a brain freeze, how can you stop it? And I didn't even look it up because normally people look it up. And I was like, you know what, it probably has to do with warmth. And I was like, you need to put something warm in your mouth. And it was correct. I didn't get picked because like only one person won every week. And then if you did win, you got to get out a jug free card. Jug was like our detention. Stand for justice under God, which is kind of weird in retrospect. I don't remember it being like, I don't think anyone ever brought up how weird that is. But yeah, anyway, I didn't get picked, but just like the exhilarating feeling of knowledge was all that I needed, truly, and that's what set me on this path today. But I just find it very interesting. Are brain freezes even real? You just slow down, you know, you're eating ice cream too fast, just savor it. Unless you like, sometimes like I'll accidentally bite ice cream and my teeth will hurt, but that's obviously not a brain freeze, that's a tooth freeze, teeth freeze. My mom bites ice cream. Shout out to my mom, who is the only person listening. So I won't bring up how weird it is that you bite ice cream because you're listening, but anyway, I've been talking for a while probably about things that 100% aren't fluid in thought. I don't think that's the right word. Anyway, from the one song I've played, you can probably already tell the theme, which obviously is, it's going to be Cat and, oh, I meant to be playing a song in the background while I talk. That's way too loud. Okay. Because this song is like 10 minutes long, and like, I don't want to, that takes away from Precious other cat and dog songs. I don't know if I said the theme. The theme is cats and dogs, because I recently, I've always kind of been, between you and me, a bit of a, like a cat person. I mean, I've only had a cat, so, you know, I don't know what it's like to be a dog owner. But then, like, I saw this one dog. It was a very nice dog, like a big dog, but not big dog. Not like a, like, bear type thing where you're, like, you look at it and you're like, wow, that's a big dog. It was just, like, you know, an all-American, like a big dog that your children play with, hypothetically. And I was like, oh, that looks like a great dog. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I do like dogs. Not that I didn't like dogs before, but it was just this weird epiphany that I was like, wow. So anyway, I was going to do the theme all on dogs, but there's so many good songs with cats in them too. Like Cats, the musical, or Keyboard Cat. Wow, remember that? I remember my sister. Okay, I'm gonna just play music and then what a cliffhanger. But anyway, I'll talk again one day. Bye. Oh, this is James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Test Reform. Hey!
architecture I'm taking in with my mind. So fine. Tell me, oh Poe, Oscar Wilde at the road. Let your midnight and your daytime turn into low light. It's a very fat line, but you got the mind, child, to carry it on when it's just about to be. There's only one Meadows way to go, and you say Geronimo. A paperback book as you walk down the street from Mad Man with tales of mystery, mystery. And imagination. Forever fair. And I'm touching your hand. I wish we could be dreaming in this dream. say you're wrong.
Okay, here it is, gang.
Sorry.
Domesticated dog in the manicured yard. Your master is inside watching Tarzan. Do you hear the yelling?
Pig excess to panic. Get fluffy back on the porch. So me and Fluffy and Penny were on the porch.
Sometimes I pray that there could be more between us, but some people never are satisfied. Eli, 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 Eli,
hit it. Start running, 'cause when you hit it, I'm coming.
But I don't like
the dish for the pack. Two glowing red eyes, everything else black.
I've been here long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs touch it, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
I've been here long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
When the sun is up, the gun is up on the shelf, and all the runners up are thanking me for their help. Hoping that they're not around when it gets dark outside. Sun's going down, you hear the bark outside.
Locks off the cage, gauge with the buckshot stacking. You be lucky all day, that's where your luck stops. One drops, then another, and another. Gun pops, going through you, hit your mother.
When does it all end, I found a friend in the dark. Cause fucking with these cats, you send a friend to the mall. Many questions, no answers, stress. Try to hold my head and remember that I'm blessed.
With the curse and it gets worse, time goes by. Can't see straight, I'm so high. You know, nigga, when it's your time to go, you go.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs touch it, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed all those songs. Hearing both two... Okay, so... Okay, so... First, I played Kate Bush, Hounds of Love. And that has dogs in it because hounds is a type of dog. Also, it goes... I really like how that song goes, "She's in the trees." That's a good part. And then, when it goes, ooh, 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 that's like dog noises, kind of. Speaking of dog noises, I just played DMX, which is amazing. No one can bark quite like him, I guess. And then way before that, I'm going all over the place, but try and keep up. play Vanna Morrison, Fair Play. Very nice song. It has dogs on the cover, on the album cover. See, those are big dogs on that cover. That's a little too big in my opinion, but they're still fine dogs. I like that song. I like when it goes... Go Geronimo, because it reminds me of this song from like high school where it's like, say Geronimo. I don't think that's how it goes, but it does say those two words next to each other, and I remember it being like the worst song ever, and like offensive, like that song where it's like, why you gotta be so rude, you know. It was like one of those songs that just makes you go like, yeah, you know. It's my DMX impersonation. Yeah, so then I played my hero, shining inspiration, Mount Erie, domesticated dog. I like that song. It says, do you think about how your teeth are growing right now? And I don't know if that's a fact or not, but if Phil said it, then it's good enough for me. And that's my fun fact of the day. I haven't done a fun fact. I take that back. There's no fun fact this episode. what is happening? Yeah, so then I played the like back-to-back that I think I said before, or maybe I just thought it was the Ween and Arthur Russell, and they're both like weirdly country, I realized, especially Eli by Arthur Russell, slightly aggravating to listen to. I love Arthur Russell. He is icon. I don't like that word. I love that word, but he's like so fantastic. But like that one's just kind of a little, you know. I mean, they're all fantastic. All the music I play is great. And then Fluffy by Ween, you know, why are you chewing your leg on the porch? Fluffy, come on. I also don't really, I've never owned a dog. Is it bad to chew your leg on the porch? I couldn't really read the tone. But that's probably on me, not on them. So anyway, that concludes our segment on dogs. There will now be some songs about cats. What is happening? Oh no. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, please enjoy. I really like this next song. It's by Smog, and it has the best cover ever. It's of a cat and lightning bolts. So that's the cat aspect. There's no reference to cats in the song that I know of. Cats in the cradle in the sewer.
Let's move to the country. Let's move to the country. Just you and me. My travels are over. My travels are through.
Yeah. the girl, the saw dead cat on the side of the road. I was driving with the girl, saw dead cat on the side of the road.
Now this next song is for all the women in the audience. Song for the girls. Hey girls, do you hate men? Do you hate the earth? Well, I still see tenderness in your face and innocence straight from infant days, and there must be tenderness deep inside. You're so cold, but it shows. You told me about school. I only want to know about you, and it hurts me now, and it scares me now. And now you know. But if you care about me, if I'm better than the wall, if it's important when I touch your hand, then you'd better tell me now. I've just read some writers from the old days, because I knew that they'd understand, because dignity and tenderness to modern romance. So I don't want to know. I'm just not interested in your school. I gotta tell you, I don't want to know. I don't want to hear about your stupid cats or your homework. Just talk about love or sex or starving heart, or just shut up and I'll go. But if you care about me,
tell me now.
If I'm better, touch your hand,
tell me now.
If it's important when I come to your kitchen, when it's late at night,
tell
and when it's
now.
Cold at night, when it's dark outside, when it's cold outside, I wanna know if it's
now.
Important when I touch your hand, when you're all alone,
tell me now.
If you really wanna talk to me,
tell me now.
And if you're looking for a lover, I mean, if you need a lover,
tell me now.
If you're ready to be honest with a lover,
tell me now.
If it's important when you're alone at night, and when it's cold at night, and when it's dark at night, but it's cold outside, but it's sad outside, and when I'm sad outside, by the streetlight, near your house, and near your kitchen door, I stop because I'm scared. Because I'm sad, because it's cold at night, because it's dark at night, and I'm alone at night. I'm so sad, and I'm so scared, and I wanna know if you'll tell me if you care about.
taking drugs. And if you stop being so hard, and if you stop it hard to talk to, and if you let me come inside, and I can talk to you when it's dark and light, and when it's out of love. Or cats, or these other things that you use, so I can see clear. I wanna see clear. I wanna talk to you now. You gotta be honest now. You gotta tell me now if you care about me. Alright, you better tell me now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I wanna say, I wanna tell you something else now. I want to show you that I understand you now. This is the guy talking to the girlfriend. He's gonna show you that he understands the deepest, darkest parts. What he says, I know how beautiful death is, and I know why you hate life, but I'm just a tender soul. So be glad you know. I want to tell you that all men are just tender souls. And be glad that you know.
Delilah. Delilah. feeling very happy. I love your kisses. I love your kisses. I love your kisses. I love your kisses.
It's definitely gonna be the last time I talk because 5 minutes left. Also, why is that? Okay. Hi. I'm gonna read a PSA because I have to, but also because they're really fun and I care about you all, the listeners, aka my mom. So many, but is there school? Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything. What? Okay, you get the point. Anyway, I played some pretty awesome cat songs, if I can say so myself. So after Smog, everyone's favorite edgy band name, Teen Suicide, played Dead Cat. Well, they didn't play, but I don't know. On the album, I Will Be My Own Hell Because There Is a Devil Inside My Body, which is pretty dramatic, I guess is one way to put it, but good for them. And then Modern Lovers, A Plea for Tenderness, where he says, I don't want to hear about your stupid cat. I think he says, I don't know, maybe he doesn't say that. I love Jonathan Richmond. He's my favorite person. He's just so, like, pure. He's such a sweet child, you know, but not really. He reminds me of this kid who was on the cross country team with me in the sense where Jonathan Richmond's, like, I won't get into it, but. And then I have, like, Queen Delilah, which I heard about, and I don't know why. I was watching this video of, like, Freddie Mercury's last interview, which is really sad. It's tragic, let me tell you. But he's talking about his cats, or the narrator's talking about the cats. His cats are brought up, and he really liked his cats, and one of them was Delilah. And I like the line, like, I don't know what he's saying, but all I heard was, you pee all over my stuff. And I like to think that there's someone who's listening to that song and assumed Delilah was just a woman, like a human woman. But then they get to that line and they're like, wait a minute.
Okay.
And then I play Beat Happening, Our Secret, which features a very cute cat drawing on the cover. What? That didn't come out in 2007. You know what came out in 2007? Looking it up. It was, well, let me tell you what happened. On September 6th, the Israeli Air Force airplanes attacked a suspended nuclear reactor in Syria in an airstrike. Ooh. I'm sorry, that was not an appropriate response. I'm very tired. But I hope no one got hurt, though, if they did attack it. I mean, it could have just been a building. It's still unfortunate. They put a lot of work into that. Why are all these events very sad? There can't be any happy events. Congress elected Nancy Pelosi as the first female speaker of the House in U.S. history. That is insane. That happened in 2007. Anyway, I just realized I have 30 seconds left and I wasted it talking about Nancy Pelosi and Israeli air conflict. Anyway, I'll take these 20 seconds to just wish everyone a fantastic week. And I know it's chilly, but bundle up and wear a hat and get toasty and spend time with people you love. And